Back home again. Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Back home again. I've just returned from a wonderful seminar tour throughout the world. Going to many wonderful places. Clearing my throat now and getting ready for a wonderful expression of life and peace and happiness and harmony and joy and every good thing. Today, we're going to be thinking about back home again. Many times we travel the world and go around all sorts of fascinating experiences and fascinating places, and as we do these things, we think how wonderful it is and how great it is to enjoy all of these exciting adventures. I went to London, to Nigeria, to Switzerland, speaking in many different places, giving thoughts about the 10,000 stem cells that are born every day in our brain, telling these people the wonderful thoughts about how our brain is ready to do wonderful and beautiful things that we had never dreamed possible from them, because we had never placed them into the proper attitude of mind to do it. And now that I'm back home again, back here in campus in Southern California, there's a certain peace and relaxation, a certain joy and wonderment as I do this. And it is quite exciting. It's quite remarkable. I hadn't really thought about it being that way, but it is, and it's a unique experience for me to have. These things are all very exciting to be figuring out my life and to be wondering what's all going on about the world here. And as I wonder about all these things, and as I concern myself with all these things, I realize that what is very most important of being back home again is to be in the relaxed state of consciousness here on the campus. Here, as I walk the miles of meditation paths around the campus, I feel totally relaxed, totally peace, totally at one with myself. It's a good feeling. It's a wonderful feeling, because it's a feeling that everything is in divine order and everything is working out in this perfect, magnificent way. This is really how it should be. It should always work out in this perfect, magnificent way. Because as I sit back now and I open up my emails, I see all sorts of notes from people that have written to me over the years and over the days and told me all about the fantastic things that they're experiencing and all the wonderful activities that they're going through. Life is really quite exciting. It's quite marvelous when you stop and think about how great things are, how wonderful things are, how thrilling things are. I got a lot of emails from people who were telling me of their problems, telling me of the wonders in their life and the things, the magic had gone out of their days. And as I read them, I wrote back to them and I said, you know, the magic is something that we put into our life ourselves. Magic is something that we make happen to ourselves. Magic is something that we do in our mind. It is something we do in our thinking, in our wonderment. Magic is something that's very wonderful and very joyful and very exciting, because it is something that we all know and we all love and we all experience. But the magic is in the now. As I reach down and take my golden retriever and wrap my arms around him and say, Rex, you're wonderful. And he looks up at me in his big brown eyes and he says, you're right. You're right, I am wonderful. I like me and I'm a happy guy. And I said, Rex, you're a reflection of me. I'm a happy guy. He said, no, I'm a happy guy. I said, Rex, no, I'm a happy guy. And he said, all right, we're both happy guys. And as we both are happy guys together, we're just having a wonderful time. So, you see, life is filled with great and beautiful experiences if we will just let ourselves enter into them and know them Now you say, well, petting your dog is no great and beautiful experience. Oh, my goodness, yes. My goodness, yes. When you go into hospitals and you see how animals are brought into the hospital, especially dogs, and how the patients come alive when they take an animal in their hands, they wake up to life and they say, oh, what a cute little dog, oh, what a lovely little kitten. And they just feel so great. And they have a new lust for living, a new desire for living, a new desire to be themselves in the now. Yes? Back home again brings me into that attitude of being back into the attitude of being happy and content and in my right place. Now, home is wherever my hat is, really. Because wherever I go, everyone wants to make me feel so content and so at home, and it's quite wonderful. And as I feel so content and so at home, I find that everything works out in divine order. When I was in Nigeria, as I entered Nigeria, they said they'd had a drought. They hadn't had rain for a long time. And I said, well, you want rain? And he said, oh, yes. And I said, so let it be. And the very next morning at 3 a.m., as we were holding our 3-hour morning meditation, the sky opened up and kajam! Rain fell down in abundance, splashing everywhere, lightning and thunder everywhere. It was a dynamic and a wonderful expression. So let it be, you know? We have the tendency to say, it's not good, or there's a problem. But when we say, so let it be, then we let all that is express itself in its most magnificent and wonderful way. Being home again, that's a lot of fun. It's a joyful and a wonderful experience. It's something that I truly love and I truly enjoy, and I know that everywhere that I go, people enjoy being in their homes. When I was in London visiting with Christy and Shioma and Ibube, their home was filled with dynamic activity, with wonderful excitement, with people coming and going, with wonderful activities going on all of the time. Live, beautiful, fantastic. And you see, how did that happen? Well, was it there? They there because I was there? Were they there because I had come to visit? Or was that what they normally do? I have a feeling that that's a very busy, normal household. They're busy because they're active in life. They're active in doing things that excite them, that make their life filled with joy and happiness and harmony. Yes, back home again is a wonderful experience. And with it, we bring the joys of our journey. But when we settle back down, we find a peace, a relaxation. We find a great joy of being in our own bed again, sitting in our own chairs again, walking on our own paths again, feeling the contentment of all that is good and beautiful. When people are moved out of their homes as they are needing to have extra help in their aged conditions, they find that they miss most being home. The familiarity of the room that they had, the things that they had around them. We had a very dear friend that we helped move from one house to another. And in the process, we suggested that she let go a lot of the old things that were memoirs, memorabilia that just cluttered up her home. And she wasn't too eager to do that. But she did say, throw this and throw that. Well, as we did, each little thing that we threw was part of her memory time, was part of her being back home again, was part of the thing that made home home to her. I learned a great lesson by that experience, that we never judge others and how they live and the confusion of the atmosphere in which they live, because that's home. That's home to them. The busyness of their house and the knickknacks and the trinkets and the things around their home, that's being back home again. and we should never take that away from anyone, and certainly not ourselves. We should have our little trinkets around our house, the little things, that memorabilia, that make us feel comfortable. It's not that they remind us of other times, but they remind us of the now. And these are the little things that make our life feeling stable, feeling happy, feeling content, feeling good, feeling wonderful, feeling back home again. Join with me in this awareness of back home again, and realize that every time in your thought, in my thought, I step into my home, my life, my world, all is well. And all is good, and all is very good. Thank you for letting me share this few moments with you today. Remember, being back home is a very sacred thing, because home is where our heart is. And my heart is home now. Thank you for joining me today. I love you. I love you. I love you.